This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio, Friday in your ear, Friday in your head, Friday, August the 18th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the DJV crew, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. So all I'm going to say is Barcelona, and start with Victoria. Barcelona. Take it from there. Barcelona.
What? Well, I mean, what's there to say? Our thoughts and prayers are with everyone that... I mean, it's a horrible tragedy, and I'm tired of hearing about cars plowing into people. I don't know. This is another Charlottesville. What can you say?
Is it another Charlottesville? Is it the same sort of thing? Race?
I mean, no. It's a horrible tragedy that shouldn't have happened. It's just... these things just... I don't know. What else is there to say? It's frustrating. It's sad.
Is there a place in the world that is safe from these, unless you're in the middle of deepest, darkest Africa or somewhere in Mongolia? I wonder if there's any place that these sorts of things can't happen, won't happen.
I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. You know, yesterday I was reading a thing about how the Al-Qaeda is telling people how to derail trains now. That's the thing they want, the next thing they want to happen in America. And it's pretty simple with some plastic and some, you know, household metals. And, you know, Lewis takes the train in and out of the city all the time through Penn Station, which is a disaster in and of itself right now with Amtrak and all kinds of things happening. So it's like we don't need another added element of...
What sort of things are happening with Amtrak in New York? You're rebuilding the stations. That was what I'm talking
about. Yeah, and the New Jersey Transit trains there was a derailment, and then it's a disaster. It's in and out. There's delays. Sometimes the trains don't run at all. It's been this whole summer has just been a mess. And so to now add that on top of it,
Jennifer, you have we all become observers of the present, and we discuss these things not only here on the radio and in our programming, but also with our friends, people we work with. I know yesterday afternoon I got a call. Meredith said, did you see what happened in Barcelona? And frankly, when I get off the air, I tend to put most of this stuff off of my radar until I'm thinking about what we're going to talk about the next day. So I hadn't heard what happened. And I almost had the same attitude as do you, Victoria. It's just another one of these things. We've become numb to them to the point where you would think that these people, either Al-Qaeda or Daesh or whoever the next fakers are going to say, we're taking it in stride. We're used to it until, you know, some people are foolish enough to think we're going to get rid of these people. And we're not really going to get rid of them. There's very little way there.
Yeah, you can't predict this. You can't prevent it. I mean, it's just there's barricades all around Times Square in New York City because that drunk person drove into the crowd, six months ago, and they thought, you know, at first that was a terrorist attack, but it's not. But it's, you know, it's hard.
I mean, but here's the thing. It's never going to go away. Okay, but what does that mean exactly? Because as a kid growing up in this country, this wasn't our norm. Now it's our norm. So what changed? Why is everything revved up? And so, I think it's kind of naive to say we're never going to stop it because maybe we can eliminate it a little bit. I mean, look, terrorism. I never heard of terrorism except something that happened in other countries and not necessarily in this one when I was growing up. So... I hate to be defeatist about something that is so evil and so bad. And really, if you look at Europe, I think we have to look at how Europe was politically running themselves for the last 20, 30 years that somehow fostered and harbored this kind of activity. I mean, clearly what we saw in Spain was not just one person, right? Everybody likes to write it off and say, oh, lone wolf attack, even though really once you're inspired by something, nothing's lone wolf. This was a group of people that set off something that exploded, an explosion on Wednesday night. On Thursday, they have this horrible attack that killed at least 13 people. There's more sitting in a hospital fighting for their life right now. And then it led police on a chase where the police officers were then forced to kill five people once they raided a scene because they obviously broke up. There was a cell that showed itself. So, you know, I mean, when there's that many people, there has to be a better way of tracking this kind of behavior down because those people talk.
Well, they talk and they're, well, but then under the circumstances, that requires more supervision, more intrusion into our lives, and more of the same sort of thing that seems to spell the demise of privacy. It all spells out control.
But see, you know what? You can do it a little differently. I mean, the way that you can, unless, as of right now, I mean, the way that you snuff these people out, they're not listening, they're not using the phone, they're not using those types of traditional communication that we'd want to protect for our own lives. What they're doing is they're using social media to communicate with each other. So would we, and I guess this is the question, are we willing to give up some of our privacy online to see if we can't crack down on the way these groups communicate with each other? Or do we want to keep it the way things are and just to realize that this is the new normal?
Haven't we given up all of our privacy pretty much anyway?
I mean, I'm online. I feel like I have no... Already, I feel like when I go online, there's no assumption of privacy, so...
Yeah. I don't ever think about privacy when I'm on social media or whatever. I just assume this is a free-for-all and you know, this is a public forum, and that's... I mean, I don't care at all, and I think Jen's absolutely right. Giving up some online freedom, I'm not up to anything. People can look at my social media all day long. There is nothing that I am up to. I'm not up to no good, and I'm fine with it. If the government is going to, you know, cross me off the list because they've investigated my public profiles, and then they move on to somebody else, I'm fine with that. I don't care. I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't consider it an invasion of privacy. Social media is not private at all. And they have tracked, you know, some of these people they've tracked online and through their social media accounts. So I'm fine with that. It's a public forum. So, you know, they're stupid to be doing it. I'm glad they're stupid enough that some of them are being caught in advance. But, you know, I don't consider it an invasion of my privacy because it's not private.
Kara, you have not weighed in yet. Let's have a little rejuvenation from you and your thoughts.
I don't know. I think that there's maybe not that much more to say. I'm kind of... I mean, every time something like this happens, you get really frustrated, and I agree with Jen in that I don't like to be a defeatist, and I think that when you get to the point where you say there's nothing you can do, then, I mean, kind of what's the point of living after that if you've already given up? But I think the more interesting thing to me is I think it's naive to think that these people are just pure evil. Maybe at this point they are, but at some point they were not. And all of these people, you know, so many of them are young men, and they grew up and they were not like that when they were children. So I'm more curious in the psychology of what happens in a person's life that can turn them to this, where they're so desperate that you would just drive a car through a crowd of innocent people that have absolutely nothing to do with you. And I think we kind of need to figure out what's going on in people's brains that causes them to go down that path and causes them to, I don't know, lose it so much
they're
that they're willing to do that.
And
what we can do, because it's not just in, you know, it's not just in people who are in ISIS. We see it in young men here, too, with shootings and all of that. So
and neo-Nazis and things like
that. And so and that's kind of how it's related to Charlottesville, in that we kind of see the same demographic of people doing this stuff. And so I just wonder, okay, what is going on in their brains and what can we do? And maybe that's a way to stop it. I don't know.
I don't think the motivations are all the same for the different groups. I think that there are people who are doing it because they hate someone. Maybe they had a bad experience. Maybe their family raised them that way. But I can tell you every time when it comes to ISIS or when it comes to extreme Islamic terror, that's coming because they believe that above all else, this is what God wants them to do. And try to fight that. If in your life, this is what God wants you to do, what tops that? What comes before that? Not even your family.
I just think
this is them operating like this because they think it's the right right thing to do with their religion.
I think that's a naive outlook, though. I don't, like, I see where you're coming from, but I don't think...
No, it's not where I'm coming from. Ask these guys, why do you think they say Allahu Akbar when they walk into a room?
What I'm saying is that as children, I don't think that they thought that. I think that everyone, when you were born... You were born innocent and without a perspective like that. And I don't think that, you know, and you don't see everyone who is Muslim becoming that. And so I don't think that
that's
it's
because,
just.
But ladies, that's because there are seven plus more, actually, major branches of Islam. It's naive to think that all branches of Islam are the same. It's the same thing with Christianity. It's naive to think that all branches of Christianity are the same. They have different levels of belief. They have different beliefs. The ones that you're seeing right now are the ones that do not think that Western culture is appropriate. They don't think it should be on the map. And they're trying to destroy Western culture. It has nothing to do with gay or straight or white or black. They hate Western culture. And that's where the target is for these people who are extremists. And it is something that's ingrained with religion, kind of like, and I would say it, for some of these people who are in neo-Nazi groups, and how did that happen? Because their parents ingrained them in that group, because their parents said, we don't like these people. We have, you know, this is, we have to keep these people down. We have to advance ourselves. That's kind of where you get this, is it starts early because it's their law of the land. And for these people, this is religion, the highest law in the land.
I just think that maybe it's a little bit deeper than that. When you're living in the Middle East and, you know, there is a war going on that you have nothing to do with, and, you know, places are being bombed and you see people being killed or your relatives are being killed and they're absolutely... you know, not involved in any way. And I just think that that can affect your mentality. And not that obviously I don't want them to hate the West, but when you see that, and maybe it, you know, is in conjunction with your religious beliefs, but I just kind of feel like there are other things than we could be doing than just in understanding, you know, how they got to be that way than just saying, oh, it's their religious beliefs and that's the way that they were born and that's the way it's going to be. And there's nothing we can do because that's what they think.
Well, there are the same sort of thing goes on in the name not only of religion but in the name of politics. How often do you hear America right or wrong? America never makes mistakes. America is my country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. All of those things I'm proud to do most of the time. I am not always proud of what this country does, nor do I think other people in other countries or who practice other religions. Let's face it, politics, country, religion, all those things are ways of getting people controlled, to have people think in a uniform fashion. And that's what, for whatever the reason, it's part of what the cards we were dealt as a group of beings who are inhabiting a planet. This is an experiment. Continues, and you wonder whether it can continue the way it can't, frankly. I don't wonder anymore at all. I think that this stuff has got to somehow or other be short-circuited. How that happens, as cynical as it sounds, it may be that half the population of the planet has to go away. I don't see this planet sustaining itself anyway for, somebody said, 1,000 years. That's nonsense. With the population increasing the way that it is in four or five of these countries, this planet can't sustain itself for more than a couple of 100 years. It doesn't. The kinds of food that's being grown, the way it's being distributed. It's, again, we've gone back to complete control. There is a control mechanism for almost every aspect of how we live, whether it's food, whether it's the drug situation, whether it's religion, whether it's our allegiance to a particular country and a philosophy of living. There's very little chance of us to be able to survive on our own, which used to be the case when America was first founded, or you can go back to the civilizations that existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. People survived on their own. They had no interaction with anybody else. It was just them and somebody that they were trying to protect, or a few people. Now, it's this combination of, if you will, unity, or the attempt at having unity, bringing like people together for like reasons. And yet there are so many people and so many different facets to how they think. And I don't mean to be a Dudley Downer here, but it's something drastic needs to happen, and it hasn't come up in the woodwork or out of the woodwork yet. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Nothing better than a good Elvis song, and this has been Elvis Week. That was his last number one song, by the way. I didn't know that. Moody Blue. The last, 1974, when that song was released and became a number one hit. Elvis Week coming to a close at Graceland, 40th anniversary of the passing of Elvi. Priscilla, who was his wife, they got divorced, but she still maintained a close, it's redundant to say close proximity, but a closeness with him. She has been thrust back into the spotlight, so to speak. She was interviewed by Rolling Stone this week. She said that when Elvis died, quote, "I lost everything. You have to remember, he was such an impact in my life in every way. He was my mentor. He was my confidant. He was everything. In my book, I wrote, my God, because I lived and breathed him." She still spends a lot of time at Graceland, which, for those of you who are listening to KWAM in Memphis, you have this great connection to the king. She said she's always reminded of the extent of his influence around the anniversaries of his birth and his death. Quote, "I'm around so many fans coming in and doing some interviews. It's a definite reminder of his passing. And, of course, thinking about him at this particular time, devastating time for me and the world to hear the news. Still unbelievable because he's so much a part of our lives. My life, my daughter's life, everyone around him. When we get together, we talk about it and the impact that he had for me. And for my cohorts, who of course knew Elvis so well, we never thought that he'd pass. We just never, ever thought in our minds that he would go." August 16th, 1977. Elvis found unresponsive in his bathroom. I remember this. His friend was Joe Esposito, and he said to Priscilla, quote, "First thing I thought about was my daughter, Lisa, when she heard the news, because my daughter was visiting, was supposed to come home that day because school had just started, so I was trying to rush home. I think I ran every red light on the way home." Priscilla added that she vividly remembers from that day the sound of Elvis's father, Vernon, crying, howling, in fact. As for Lisa Marie, who actually found out about Elvis's death before Priscilla did, she was 9 years old at the time. She didn't quite understand the implication of her father dying. She said in the interview, quote, "I don't think it resonated with her, the impact that it had, that it had just happened. She was so young. When you come to Graceland and you see everything that Elvis accomplished, I think even when he was able to afford this, he never lost who he was. He was still God-fearing. He still loved to entertain. He was very generous. He was authentic. What you saw with him is what you got. He wasn't trying to be anybody else. He was a very, very special human being, and we were gifted to have him." Wow, that's very pretty penetrating stuff, don't you think? When you come right down to
certainly
it.
Certainly very sweet that an ex-wife still feels that way 40 years later. Yeah.
Well, she's cashed in a lot, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not to be cynical, but...
Very well. At the end of the line, my ex-wife thought that of me as well. She sort of in and out of it over the years, but we were divorced a lot younger than those two were. But I've always thought that she was pretty special. She seemed to be kind of special. And as it turns out,
Lisa, when you have kids, it makes a deeper relationship, too,
right.
I think.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Food for Thought, 28 after, here on the DJB Experience.
There are so many people right now who feel exactly the way you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are more than 7 billion human beings on this planet. And there are really only 4 primary emotions: happy, sad, angry, and disgust. Given that, in any moment, statistically speaking anyway, there are literally millions of people feeling the exact same way as you do. Here's what that means. No matter how badly it ever feels like it, even in your darkest times, you are not alone. In fact, millions are there with you right now, in this instant. I want you to hang in there no matter how it feels. And I want you to feel secure in reaching out to talk to others when you're hurting. Because more people might just understand what you're feeling than you realize. For more about the human experience, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers, like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month, or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Now 34 after on the Friday program, DJV time. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria and Kara, facebook.com/DJV show. I posted a couple of things there last night. You'll chuckle about them when you check them out, Victoria, or all of you. And those, when I say you, I mean more importantly, oh, that's not fair. I mean all those who are listening along with those of you who are participating. And that goes way beyond just Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, because what would the purpose be of our doing this if there weren't lots of people participating with their ears and their head thinking about what's going on? The Monday program probably will be devoted in part, not in full, to the total eclipse. But people are getting ready, buying all those fake... I chuckle about it because people are so silly about things like this. And yet it's dangerous to have to think that you're going to be protected by a lot of these fake glasses here not going to be.
Yeah, or to not have anything
everywhere.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, we were last night we were at Lewis's birthday dinner with his family. And
happy
his
birthday.
His sister, well, thanks. His sister was talking about the eclipse on Monday, and she and her friend were going to try to see some of it. And neither one of them knew that you really do need protective eyewear. They thought it was just sort of a myth or a joke, and it's very serious.
There are going to be so many people that burn their eyeballs out on Monday.
Did
I was reading a story.
Oh, sorry, Jen.
No, I was reading a story about this guy who said, look, these warnings, they're not fake.
Right.
I burned my eyes out in 1967 or 68. There was an eclipse, and he looked up at the sun. He's blind still today because he did.
Wow.
Yep. Burn all the important parts.
Did you guys get your glasses? Because I was lazy about it and did not, and now it appears that they are sold out everywhere.
I'm clutching my pair right now. But
clutching.
I don't know if I don't even know if I'm going to look at the sun with the glasses on, because
sure
there's been such a hullabaloo about like whether or not each of these glasses are real or if they're counterfeit, or I mean, so I don't even know if I'm going to use
them. Well, they should have a code on them, a number, and because I think NASA has released the official number on the pairs that are good, so
nice.
I think you should be able to check that.
My mom may be trying to kill me and burn my eyes out. There's no code on mine. Let's see. Oh, here we go. There's a warning. I just opened them up. It says on the inside, do not use for more than 3 consecutive minutes. Use eclipse glasses at all times when sun is visible. Children should use with adult supervision only. Oh, there's a number. Meets a requirement for ISO. 123. That sounds like a legit code. 12312. Uh-huh.
I think that is the correct code that you should have on the glasses. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
123.
I'm just going to tune into NASA TV because I think it's. I mean, from New York City, we're not going to see much anyway.
You can also do that science experiment. You know, when we were a kid, you poke the hole in a plate, in like a paper plate. You take a pinhole and you poke it and you hold that up to the sun. You turn your back to the sun and you reflect it onto a piece of paper or the ground. And you could actually see when the moon moves in between the Earth and the sun. But in California, I don't know how it's going to be where you guys are. We're only getting 60% darkness. So it's not going to...
We're
not even
getting that on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's going to just feel like not even a cloudy day. I talked to a scientist yesterday. He said it's going to be brighter than a cloudy day at the crux of the eclipse. So
Carbondale, Illinois. That is 0.0 ground. That's where the impact will be more than any other community in the country.
Oregon gets a good view,
minutes.
Too. Yeah, Oregon and Kentucky get good views, too.
Well, but I'm talking about not view. I'm talking about going into darkness.
Yeah,
like nighttime
I mean.
Darkness. That's where it'll be. So it's been 100 years since we in this country saw a total solar eclipse. We feel like we've been talking about eclipses all of our lives, and we've been experimenting with how to look at them, and we've been experiencing it in a tepid way. But no one, pretty much, how many people are alive? You can count them on probably your hands and toes who saw the last solar eclipse about 100 years ago. If you've never seen one, you may hear from some people how surreal they are, how dangerous they are. There are some myths that are attached to this. First of all, an eclipse will not change how gravity works. The moon keeps orbiting the way it always does. You think in the history of this planet, and the history, if you go back 4.5-5 billion years, you can't even really imagine that, but it's a number. The moon is about 2.5-3 billion years old, and so these things have happened countless times. The director of the University of Missouri's astrology department says, quote, it's not closer to the sun than it normally is. It's not interacting with the sun in any way. It is what it is. These things don't change. The moon isn't moving out of where it normally is. It just happens in the cycle of things. Think about it this way, how you can redefine it in your mind in a way that perhaps has some relevance. Thinking about the universe, how if you can't imagine it, and I think that's what's hard about this, we are moving constantly in the universe. The solar system, the planet is moving around the sun. The sun is moving in a direction that keeps it associated with the other systems, the other solar systems in the galaxy. The galaxy is moving among other galaxies, and it just, it doesn't, there's no, stationary doesn't exist. The concept of staying still, kind of like having a 2.5-year-old boy running around the house, can't sit still, can't stay still, isn't still. And neither is our existence when it comes to planetary movement. So the fact that this sort of thing happens in concert, it's part of the organization, it's part of the order of things. And that's what makes it so mind-blowing, actually, for me. And when you think about it in those terms, it's really, it isn't spooky, it's just pretty amazing that there's so much order, yet we have, we're having so much chaos here, but there is, you know, there's, what is the old expression, there's order among the chaos, or chaos among the order? So the that's the one myth, that things are changing and things are different. No, it just is how they all circle and cycle. The moon does not make sunlight any more dangerous. The sun itself is no more dangerous. It is dangerous all the time. It's not more dangerous because of the these glasses that the ladies are talking about. Anytime you look at the moon, at the sun, you ought to have these glasses on. But you actually shouldn't really look at the sun. And that's another thing. The fact that it's 93 million miles away and it has this much impact. I saw a video, and I think I posted it, as a matter of fact, of a dot crossing this burning thing. And then you look at it, it's the Earth as it is, as it exists in size, in front of the sun. And it is, it, this video shows this dot, the Earth, moving across the surface, so the, if you will, the front of the sun in real time. And looking at the surface of the sun, it is a constant, it's hundreds of thousands of nuclear bombs going off every second. That's what the sun is. And so that radiation, you know, we talk about radiation after there was the nuclear blasts after at the end of World War II. That nuclear fission is so dangerous, and yet it's really, we've only experienced it that way a couple of times on the planet. But imagine that happening millionfold every second on the surface of the sun, something you can't really imagine. But there's not, the danger here, according to this lady who is the astronomer at the University of Missouri, is that it's going to be dark. And that in Missouri, that's where they're going to, Missouri, Illinois, where they'll see the height of it. It'll be so dark, animals think it's nighttime all of a sudden. That's where the confusion will be. We can think it through. They can't. During some of the previous eclipses, scientists have recorded cases of bats coming out to hunt, crickets starting to chirp, cows heading back to the barn. She says the only thing that is at all dangerous about solar eclipses and the day of the solar eclipse is that on a normal day, you know, you don't look at the sun. On any day, you don't look at the sun. You want to look at it, you're going to be tempted to look at it, you shouldn't look at it. I think of it all the time when I'm on my tractor. At the end of the day, especially last night, we were out baling hay. It was about 7:15, 7:30, the sun's going down, and I'm looking up at it. Just kind of to see where it is and how bright it is. And I do that. I find myself doing it a lot. Not good for your eyes, not good for your brain, not good for your being. But the other side of it is, where would we be without it? This is sort of a fascinating reality of how everything works. And when you think about it, if you ever plant a garden, or you ever even drive down some of the streets in Los Angeles or down in Palm Beach County, and you see the way the palm trees grow, they grow toward the sun. Everything grows up because it's growing toward the sun. The sun, it almost seems like the sun is pulling it, but it's going toward its source of nourishment. And that's, no, nothing exists. Nothing exists without that big ball of fire. Like Jerry Lee Lewis. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. But that's what it is. And there are so many of those great balls of fire in the universe, you can't even begin to imagine. We think, and this sort of camouflages in a way, and maybe gets us to think about other things other than the reality of what a few people do to screw things up for the majority of people who want to do nothing but live, love, laugh. And the sun, it gives us the ability to do that if we can only just kind of bring ourselves in that direction. There were people, you know, the earliest settlers in the world worshipped the sun. the real sun worshippers were the first people who inhabited, the first people who were here. There was a focus on the sun because they realized it gave it it gave the planet life. And some of the earlier spiritual beings that occupied the southwest part of our country, that's what it was always about, the sun. Everything, if you look at some of the old things that are around from that era, was always something about the sun. And so I guess there are all kinds of lessons here, but one of them is be careful, don't be foolish, don't waste that opportunity without protecting your eyes, because who would want to be blind for the rest of their lives? And there will be people who will be foolish enough to look at the moon and they'll be blind. I mean, look at the sun and they'll end up being blind for the rest of their lives. That's kind of a lousy way of looking at it. So what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. I'm looking forward to it just because I want to kind of see what people's reaction to it is. It's more appropriate to spend our time talking about this than those other things that are going on that seem to become a part. This is so unusual. It's so different. And the people that I know who study astrology, and there are two or three of them that I know well, who say that the impact of this in terms of the psychology of how it affects us and the way it affects the planets, affect our lives, won't be felt really the fullness of it until after the eclipse. So the next 3-4 months to the end of the year may see things happening that we haven't seen happen for a long time, because people just go bananas. And all of these sorts of things that are leading up to it, like what happened at Barcelona, it's just an expression in part that people who are crazy are getting crazier. That's something, you know, you think about it that way. Crazy people will do crazier things for reasons that almost seem unexplainable. So, anyway, having said that, we will all pay attention to it. There's no question about that. Don't we have an astronaut, Victoria, on with us on Monday? He's been very close to all of this.
Yep. He's hosting some stuff, too, that you can see on TV if you want to get a really up-close and personal view of the eclipse from space and from various vantage points.
So Mike Massimino,
really cool.
Who's been an astronaut for quite a while. So, that's it is cool. All right. So, it's all in the food. It's all good. That's the way we look at it. All good. 12 before the hour, DJB time.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay, because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
When choosing a mortgage lender, a 2017 home loan study by Ally Bank found a majority of Americans cite interest rates and a reputation for excellent customer service and convenience as important. Home loan advisor Chris Maloney has some tips to make that happen.
First, you need to determine whether this home is going to be a short-term or long-term residence.
This will determine if you should go for a fixed versus an adjustable rate mortgage.
If you're planning to move in the next 3 to 5 years, an adjustable rate mortgage might be better for you, because it offers a lower rate and a lower payment for the first few years compared to a fixed rate mortgage.
How long you plan to own your home is also a big factor to decide if it's worth it to pay extra for points to lower your interest rate.
Paying points is a great way to reduce your interest rate and your monthly payments if you're planning on staying in the home for a long period of time. Make sure to compare the upfront cost of the points to the longer-term benefit.
Some lenders, like Ally Home, offer a price match guarantee. If you find a better deal somewhere else, they'll match the interest rate and points when you provide an eligible competitive loan estimate. For more, go to ally.com. Ally Bank is an equal housing lender.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Power of radio and information presented here with an overview of what's going on in the world of technology. Our special attention goes to the top five items this week from the world of technology through the uncolored glasses of Victoria Keelan. Actually, do you wear glasses at all?
No, I don't.
No. All right, so you don't have any glasses on. Make sure you're wearing them, though, on Monday. That's important.
I will.
Number five is a focus on Disney that upsets people for, I think, good reason. What's the story?
Absolutely. A class action lawsuit claims that Walt Disney Company has been collecting and sharing personal data from children without their parental consent. The suit was filed by a California woman, and she alleges that 42 of Disney's apps contain embedded software that's designed to collect personal information, and then they, of course, sell it to third parties, which is big, big money. And it's for targeting advertising, essentially. People always want to know, well, what's the third-party information about? Well, it's about advertising. So when you are a kid and you're using these apps and you're linked to your parents' account, the parents will then start to see targeted advertising based on their location and the interest of things that the kid clicks on while using the app. This, of course, is it's against the law. It's a total violation of an act called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Disney in 2013 had also been through this again, collecting personal IP addresses and then selling them to third parties as well. Yeah. So this is something that Disney claims they're not doing anything wrong, but it seems that a lot of kids and parents are now discovering that there's some weird stuff going on here. So Disney's going, if they're found guilty, Disney's going to have to pay millions of dollars in restitution for this.
All right, Walt be rolling around in his cyber thing, whatever, wherever he's frozen.
Yeah. All right, isn't he cryogenically frozen?
Yeah, he is, yeah, right. All right, number four on our list of the top five items in the world of technology this week. Your next Uber ride could be very eventful.
Yeah, well, certainly a lot more pampering. Uber has partnered with a new startup company called Cargo, and they're stocking beauty products and snacks for riders, making an Uber service, of course, more convenient and a little bit nicer. It's like a hotel minibar in your Uber. Cargo is a company that supplies convenience items like food, electronics, gum, snacks, candy, and now they're adding beauty products to it, specifically Korean beauty products, which they call K-Beauty. And these are this is sort of the cutting edge of the beauty world now is all coming from South Korea. And so they're highlighting South Korean beauty products in the cargo-equipped Uber cars. And so all you need to do, not every car will have this box, but you can log onto the Cargo site and request specifically an Uber that has these products. A lot of samples that riders get to try free, which is kind of cool. You get free samples and free food and things like that. And so just check out the Cargo site if you want to book an Uber that has all these perks.
All right, next up, Amazon. There's hardly a week that goes by that you won't find something going on at Amazon of note. So what's this week's deal?
Well, this week is not great news for Amazon. If you search Eclipse glasses, over 10,000 results pop up. But it turns out you have to be very, very careful with the eyewear that you buy for the Eclipse, because it turns out a lot of them are fake. And Amazon deals with fake stuff all the time, fake beauty products, fake iPhone chargers, and now fake Eclipse glasses. The safest thing to do, NASA's really trying to spread the word on this. People don't believe that this is a real issue. It really is. It's not a myth. It's not an old wives' tale. If you stare at the eclipse, you really can do serious damage to your eyes. So NASA is saying, make sure that you only use NASA-approved glasses. There's a 123 with some other numbers on the side of the glasses. That's the code that that lets you know they are verified and they are real. So just be very, very diligent about that.
Yep. Good with the old business about a word to the wise is sufficient.
Yeah.
Here's a new STEM program. A lot of people focusing on this as a way to get women involved in careers that they might not otherwise have been. And it's all inspired by that great movie, Hidden Figures.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite tech stories of the week. Hidden Figures, of course, was a huge movie success, not only critically acclaimed, but financially it made so much more money than anyone anticipated it would in the box office. And, of course, it tells the very real-life story and a long-ignored story of how three black women changed the course of history. Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughn, and Mary Jackson were the three women who worked for NASA, and now the U.S. State Department has created an educational exchange program for women in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and it's inspired by the film. The program's called #HiddenNoMore. And so they're inviting 50 women from across the globe to come to the United States and learn more about this program. And Fox Studios is actually donating $400,000 to it.
Wow. All right, number one, emoji.
It's emoji, and so don't use smiley face emojis in work emails. A new study shows it makes you look less competent.
Right. So look competent.
So don't do it.
You can use emojis, but don't use emojis. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victor.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT.
or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.